If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how was your week off, buddy?
Kind of boring. Missed the pod, not going to lie. How was your week in Colorado?
It was pretty good. You know, got to spend some time with some family that I don't usually get to see or hang out with, so that was fun, but it was certainly interesting gambling, but not having the podcast. I kind of found out that when I don't do my full thing of research, not only am I less confident in my bets, but my bets actually do worse. So,
seems to make sense.
Yeah, that logic checks out. But anyways, let's get into the topic of the day, Diz. So I know you're a big boost guy on FanDuel and DraftKings. You like to bet those boosts because you get good value.
Yep, of course.
Now, something, and I totally blew the game. I've done a couple of these over the past couple of nights, and I haven't told Diz about them. So that one's on me. You know, bet together, win together. Bet together, win together. You know, check out that merch. Sportsbettingbydummies.com. Get the bet together, win together shirts. They're great shirts. Diz actually got a sweatshirt of it. He really likes it.
Pretty dope.
Anyways, so the example from last night was DraftKings boosted Giannis to get a double-double. They do their double-doubles on a yes or no odds. And so they boosted from minus like 500 to plus 100, which is tremendous. Even seeing a boost that boosts like 600 like that is phenomenal. And Giannis would definitely normally get a double-double. But what happened? Giannis got hurt, and so he did not hit the double-double. Now, most people saw that boost, saw the tremendous increase in value, got excited, and put like a full $25 on that boost, right?
Right.
But when I see these boosts go from negative odds to plus odds, my immediate first reaction is to see what the other side of that bet is, what the odds are for that. In yesterday's case, the odds for him not to get a double-double was like plus 300. So if you have, you know, two outcomes at both plus money, that's an arbitrage opportunity. And you can actually bet on both sides of it and make money no matter the outcome. Now, sometimes it's hard to figure out what the value is or how much you should bet on either side of it. So what I did and what I do, I have a arbitrage calculator, and you can just Google arbitrage calculator and you'll figure this out. But I bet the maximum on the odds boost. So plus 100, I bet $25. And then on the arbitrage calculator, you type in the odds of the other side of it, which was like plus 300. And then it'll tell you the amount to bet on that other side to get you your maximum profit. And I don't remember what it was yesterday, but I think it might have been like $13 or something that I made. And so regardless of the outcome, I was making $13. Now, would it be nice to turn that $25 into 50? Yeah. But turning that 25 into a guaranteed 37? I mean, I take that every day of the week.
Yeah, it's free money. My first thought is, where the fuck were you at on this? Why didn't you shoot me a text?
I know. That's on me. And being away from the podcast for a week, right? I'm kind of off in my own world in Colorado, not thinking things through.
Pat's stoned in Colorado.
No, I don't do that shit. But regardless, that one is 100% on me. Now that we're back in the podcast world, now that I'm thinking about my boys, you know, we will keep an eye out for this. And for some reason, apparently these DraftKings promotions of late have been like terrible and have been losing. And so they've been getting a lot of flack and a lot of stuff from people. And it's like, well, it's not DraftKings' fault. It's your guys' fault. You guys aren't utilizing the opportunity to get free money. And then when the boost that, you know, loses, everyone's like, oh, I lost all my money. Well, that's on you. So
let's just, first off, let's just say that the value is insane. So you can't blame people for taking it. You just have to inform them better that it's free money if the odds jump that much. Like, it's not literally probably like 5% of people see that as like, oh, this is guaranteed money because the odds are that much better. No one really sees that. You can't call them stupid. It's just like people should be aware.
You're right, and that's what we're trying to do here. We want people.
I don't know why you're hating, bro.
We want people to recognize that sometimes when these boost, and in particular when there's two outcomes from the boost and it flips from negative odds to plus odds, and both sides have plus money, we want your mind to immediately go to free money arbitrage opportunity. And the best way to do this too is to communicate with your betting friends. Right, bet together, win together. If you know, shout out to Disher. Disher was the one that sent me the Giannis odds boost yesterday. And so I immediately went on there and was able to do that. So the best way to make sure that everyone's making free money and we're bankrupting the sports books is just to bet together, win together, communicate with your friends, your family, your fellow gamblers, and then, you know, you're off and running.
I mean, kind of hypocritical if you ask me, Bob.
What are you talking about? I understand I messed up this past week, but we're changing that. Do as I say, as I do.
I literally just got a bet together, win together hoodie off Sports Betting by Dummies merch website. So the fact that you didn't give me that, I'm a little salty, but I mean, it's good insight. You see a boost, that's insane. Arbitrage it, make the guaranteed money. I'm with you.
All right. Let's go into an NBA playoff update. You know, it's been a week since we've been off, so there's a lot been going on. Suns Clippers game 6 tonight. Suns lead 3-2 in the series. Paul George has just been playing out of his mind. He's starting to kind of change the narrative that he's garbage in the playoffs. I still am not convinced. But with that being said, Diz, do you think the Suns close it out tonight against LA?
All I'm thinking is whoever wins game 6 is going to win game 7.
I don't know if I agree with that. And I'll tell you why. I mean, tonight is in LA. And so if LA pulls off the game at home tonight, which I think they're actually worse at home than they are on the road. But I think if you go back to Phoenix in game 7, I still think that Phoenix ends up pulling that off.
Interesting.
But again, we'll see. Tomorrow is game 5 of the Bucks Hawks series. Series is tied 2-2. But the main conversation of this, or main topic of this conversation with this series is the injuries, Diz. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Trae Young actually did not play at all in game 4.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bruised foot, but he was jumping up and down on the sidelines. I assume he'll be playing game 5. And then, of course, Giannis left Game 4 with a knee injury. They said he hyperextended his knee. You know, initial MRI says there's no structural damage, but he is actually doubtful for tomorrow's game. So, Diz, I don't know if you heard, but LeBron, before the season started, said that the short NBA offseason would come back and bite the NBA in the ass. Do you think that is the case here? Just the fact that they had the shortest ever offseason in NBA history and they went through a full season, and now at the end of the season, these injuries are happening.
Definitely, but I don't remember. Were the Hawks in the bubble last year?
I honestly have no idea, to be honest. So
if the Hawks weren't in the bubble, it's kind of like you can't really say that. Obviously, like, the Lakers, you can say that. The Bucks, you can say that. The Nets, were the Nets in it last year?
I have no idea.
I would just, before you make that claim, let's do our research and make sure that, like, these teams that are getting hurt were actually in the bubble. Because I honestly don't know if the Nets were in it. I honestly don't know if the Hawks were in it. Those are the teams that are getting hurt the most. And, like, obviously sucks for Giannis to go down. Sucks for, like, LeBron and AD to be hurt and the Lakers to be out of it. But so, yeah, I think it definitely bites them. But what else are you going to do in the NBA? I think it makes more sense for them to start when they did and have close to a full season. So I think it's just one of those years. Whoever wins deserves it, but hopefully we get back to normal. That's why they did it, so they could get back to normal in 2 years. So you can't bash them for doing it, but I think there might be some valid reasoning behind that take. It's just, like, what were their other options, you know?
Well, see, in my opinion, I think these are just freak injuries. I think these injuries happen whether you play, you know, right away or you take an extra month at the beginning of the season. You know, these injuries happen every single year. And then the next kind of, my next thing is like with Kawhi, right? The Clippers are obviously a much different team with Kawhi. But Kawhi sat out a good chunk of the regular season games for quote-unquote load management, right? If you're going to have these load management days off,
yeah,
then I don't think you can use the shorter offseason as an excuse.
I mean, he still would have done that in a regular season with the regular offseason, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's my thought as well. But anyways, you know, the injuries suck, but hopefully, you know, Giannis and Trae Young are back and healthy. Everyone wants just like a full series, a full seven games, you know, competitive series. You know, you don't want one team to just blow another team out because a star gets hurt.
Right. I'm with you.
But let's head to the ice, Diz. The finals are going on. Tampa Bay lead the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in the series. And unfortunately, Tampa did win game one pretty convincingly. Game two is tonight. The Canadiens were actually down 1-0 to Vegas in the last round. So, Diz, do you think there's any chance the Canadiens can flip the script and upset the defending champs, not only tonight, but maybe in this series?
I think the answer is no, but we've also seen the Canadiens have been in this spot about every playoff series they've had so far. So I love that they always come from behind. I love that, like, this fits their plot. I just think at the end of the day, the Lightning are too freaking good, and it pisses me off because I want the Canadiens to win because the Lightning are too freaking good, and I'm still salty that they beat my Panthers. So it is what it is. I'm rooting hard for the Canadiens. Might as well call me Patty Parlays because I'm jumping on the Canadiens bandwagon.
Hell,
you
know, yeah.
You can't count the Canadiens out just because of what they've done in these playoffs. But I think the Lightning are just too good. I hope it goes a long way. I hope there's some great hockey. First game was a sleeper, was a 5-1 or something like that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I just want the games to be close. I want it to be fun to watch, and I hope it goes 6 or 7. And if the Canadiens pulled out, I'll be pretty juiced, but I just think the Lightning are too good.
So I actually heard something interesting today, Diz, and I don't know if there's much like facts to it or the whole background to it, but supposedly the way the cap works in the regular season versus the playoffs in the NHL is completely different. And something like the cap, it's the salary cap in the playoffs, like, doesn't exist. And so the Lightning basically sat out their best player all season and could build up their roster because he was quote-unquote hurt, and if he's hurt in the NHL regular season, his cap doesn't hit the team. And then when the postseason arrives, the cap doesn't matter, the cap doesn't count anymore, so they were able to bring back a star, and so they were technically, you know, over the cap if it was going to be in the regular season.
That is no cap. See what I did there?
So that means that's legit? That's an actual...
Did you see what I did there?
I did, but I want to make sure I'm interpreting this correct.
I don't know at all, honestly. I just wanted to make that pun. But, I mean, it makes sense. Good for them. It's smart, though. I mean, Kucherov was hurt the whole year. They didn't, like, sit him on purpose. You can't sit that talented of a player. He legit was hurt the whole year. So I think it worked out for them, and they just used the rules to their advantage, honestly.
Okay, yeah. It was just something interesting, but...
I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing, honestly. I probably should, but I didn't know that was a thing.
We might need to do some more research and come back to that later on. But anyways, let's review our best bets from last Wednesday.
Oh, shit. I have no... Do you know what mine are? I don't remember.
That's I assumed you may not know, and that's completely fine. With mine, I went 1-1-1. So... You know, nothing special to write home about. You know, I had a win, a loss, and a tie. So, you know, kind of bleh, nothing special to write home about. But let's get into our best bets of the night. I got 3 in the MLB for you, Diz.
Okay.
Angels first 5 money line versus the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound for the Angels. He is going to win MVP. That's just going to happen.
He should.
He leads the Angels in home runs and RBIs. In his two games in this series so far in New York, he has hit 3 home runs. Now, he is pitching tonight. He has a 2.58 ERA with a 3.65 expected. German is pitching for Yankees. I don't know who German is. That's just his last name. He has a 4.32 ERA with a 4.22 expected. So Shohei actually has a better ERA, expected ERA, than this guy. Angels are 5th in the league in hitting righties, whereas the Yankees are 16th. So give me the Angels first 5 money line behind a huge, strong outing from Shohei.
What's the value? Are Angels favored in that first 5 money line?
Angels first 5 money line, I got at -102. So pretty much, you know, even odds.
Even. That's good value. It's good value. Yeah. I love it.
Now, this next one might be my favorite one of the night, Diz. I'm going Marlins first 5 plus 1.5 runs versus the Phillies.
That's a lot of runs. 5 innings, right?
Yeah. I love this so much, I almost took it money line, and let me tell you, you would have gotten tremendous value if you take money line here. So I'm not totally against that, and let me tell you why. The Marlins are 21st in hitting righties. The Phillies are 25th. Both terrible teams hitting righties, but the Marlins are actually better. The Marlins pitcher, Holloway, has a 2.55 ERA with a 2.84 expected. The Phillies pitcher, Nola, has a 3.97 ERA with a 3.7 expected. So if you go off expected ERAs, the Marlins pitcher is about almost a whole run better than the Phillies pitcher, and the Marlins are the better hitting team. And I'm getting 1.5 runs in 5 innings? Easy money. Give me the Marlins first 5 plus 1.5 runs.
Sounds like a gimme. Almost too good to be true.
I know, and that's what worries me. But I looked at this. The only thing, maybe I think this Holloway pitcher, he maybe doesn't go the full 5 innings, because I think he's one of those like relievers that has kind of formed into a starting pitcher by committee, where he'll pitch like a couple innings and do really well, and then they'll bring in someone else. So that's the only thing that kind of worries me. But I mean, getting 1.5 runs in 5 innings is pretty juicy to me.
I agree. It's good shit.
And then the other one, my last best bet, I'm doing Houston versus Baltimore, first 5 over 5.5 runs. And the reason is Matt Harvey. Is pitching for the Orioles. That is Diz. What do you got for our best for our for your best bet of the night?
Okay, so I have 3, and I have a Wimbledon parlay, but I'll save that for last because honestly, that's the one I'm most confident about. I don't know where the hell Sunshine's been. I kind of miss that man in my life. So first of all, Pat, get Sunshine on the pod.
Hey, you know I tried. I actually we asked him. He said he was going to get on, and then he bailed. So. Sunshine, that's on you, big guy, not on us, but we miss you and we want your face, and the Reds need your money line picks badly.
So, you know, I hate to do this. It's probably bad juju. I'm taking the Reds money line plus 152. My boy, Vlad Gutierrez, is on the mound. I love him. He's got swagger. He's had great, I think he's pitched like 4 or 5 times now. He's had great outings in like 4 of those 5. He is, He's fun to watch, which is another thing I'll probably be watching this game. So plus 152, $5 to win 660. I think it's good payout. Or pardon me, $5 to win 760. Great payout. And one of my favorite pitchers is pitching. So that's why I have Reds money line. And then Canadians Lightning, probably going to switch back and forth between these two games. Stanley Cup final, I'm going to bet on it. What do you think I'm betting on this game, Patty?
The over?
Over 5.5. It was 5-1 in the game 1, which is kind of gross, but it hit. I don't care how gross it is. I'm always taking the over 5.5. That's another plus 124. So another like $5 to win $6.20. So hammering the value tonight. And then I have a three-leg Wimbledon parlay. I got Sam Querrey over James Duckworth. Sam Querrey is one of my favorite American tennis players because he goes on these little runs in about half of the Grand Slams. So I'm picking him. He's minus 310. Also with that is my man Kai Nishikori over Thompson. I don't know who Thompson is. I'm not going to lie. But about 3 years ago during Wimbledon, Kai Nishikori made me some fat stacks because he was an underdog against Milos Raonic, I believe, and he paid out for me big. So that's kind of betting with my heart. I'm a big Nishikori guy, but he's minus 365, so I'm not worried about that at all. And then I have Gael Monfils, one of my favorites as well, from the Frenchman against Martinez, minus 240. So three very heavy favorites. And it is plus 138 for all three of them to win. So we have some deep fucking value on all three of my best bets. I'm excited. I'm going to be able to watch all of these. And I'm juiced up. Let's go. Let's get back into it.
That's another thing we missed was the start of Wimbledon, Diz. The week we were off, you know, Wimbledon started. So you're going to get us some tennis picks and we should make some good money on those.
Yeah. And I want to shout out to Francis Tiafoe, another American, who beat Tsitsipas in the very first round. I believe Tsitsipas was like minus 1,800 or something insane. Tsitsipas
wow.
Almost beat Djokovic in the French Open final, won the first two sets against Djokovic in the men's final. So huge upset, and that's an American, Francis Tiafoe, shocking Tsitsipas in the first round. So pretty juiced up for that. I'm honestly checking to see if he's still in the tournament because I didn't see any bets, so I'm scared he lost round two. Nope, he won in straight sets. Let's go. I don't know who he plays next, but you better believe I'm hammering Tiafoe all damn tournament until he loses. So let's run it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Diz. Let's get into the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And it already lost. Now, here's a couple disclaimers. One, due to the crappy weather around the nation, it's pretty much stormy, rainy, all over the place. My hands were kind of tied and limited with the games I could choose. I was going to choose all the games after the start of the pod, and some of those games got postponed or delayed or whatever, so I kind of had to choose some of these earlier games. And the very first game I chose is lost. Now, listen to this. I had Cubs first five plus a half a run versus the Brewers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs were up 7-0 after the top of the first inning. Guess what the final score was after five innings?
Oh, no. I don't even want to guess.
14-7.
No way.
You were telling me, Chicago Cubs, that you guys put up seven in the top of the first, and you lost the first five by seven runs to a Brewers team that is the third worst hitting team in baseball? You gotta be shitting me.
What is this going on right now?
It's over. They lost 15-7.
Holy jeez.
The other two games that I chose early on hit, and I thought after the Cubs won, I was like, after the Cubs top of the first, I was like, this is easy money. No problem. No, it lost. So
what hurts you is that it was 7-6 until the fourth and the Brewers put up an eight spot in the fourth. You would have hit it.
Yeah.
If they didn't put up eight in the fourth.
That is correct. Yeah. So, I was not thrilled with that. But I am confident. So like I said, the other two that I already picked hit. And so I'm fairly confident that these last seven are going to hit. So I'm going to go ahead and read them off to you, Diz.
Okay, run it.
Angels first five versus Yankees. Yep. Marlins first five plus 1.5 versus the Phillies. Blue Jays first five minus 1.5 versus the Mariners. Braves first five minus 0.5 versus the Mets. Houston, Baltimore first five over 5.5 total runs. White Sox first five money line versus the Twins, and Rangers first five plus half run versus the Athletics. All right, Diz, anything you want to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
I know Sunshine was supposed to talk about this, but I think we have to talk about Sign Lady.
Yep, go ahead.
Can we just talk? Like, so obviously, really shitty what happened. I don't know what the fuck she's thinking. Wipes out the whole race. And was I don't even know how that works with the Tour de France, because it's like multiple days long, multiple heats. Like, I don't know if that like ruined the race because it was so early on. If this was like later in the race, I think it would have been a bigger deal. So I don't even know what they did. I probably should have followed that. But can we just hype her up really quick? She literally fled the scene and they didn't find her for 4 days. Is she the new hide and seek champion of the world? I mean, how do you do that? Wipe out the whole field and then not get found for 4 days. Honestly, shout out to her.
Well, and the incredible thing, right, is they definitely have her face on camera, because you can see from the start she's holding that stupid sign out.
There's like a close up of her like sticking the sign out and like she's smiling at the camera and she wipes the whole field.
I mean, it truly is incredible. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, but I just mean, come on, have some common sense here, lady. I mean,
yeah,
she's definitely going to jail, right?
I think so. I don't know how that works. I don't know if there's like, I don't know if there's like manslaughter for like, you know, because it was accidental. Like, she clearly didn't do it on purpose. She was just like stupid and didn't realize the situation. Like, if you do that and someone dies, it's manslaughter. But like, wiping out the whole Tour de France, like, I don't know if people were severely injured. I don't know how manslaughter works when it comes to that.
What about though evading the police for 4 days?
Yeah, that's definitely sus. But like, I don't can do you, does she get does she go to jail for running from the police for 4 days for a crime that might not exist?
You know, I don't know. This is well above our pay grade, unfortunately, Diz.
Where the hell is Sunshine? I feel like Sunshine would know this shit.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask Sunshine. I'm like, he's not working yet, right?
No, he starts like next week or something.
So I'm like, what is he even doing during the day? Why can't he just like jump on the podcast or look at the episode notes that I send out well in advance of the show? Like, I feel like he should.
In his defense, I never look at the episode notes.
Yeah, but you're working.
That's true. I mean, I don't know.
We will have to have a sit down with Sunshine at some point and
intervention with Trev.
Hash some of these out. Yeah, everyone needs a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, clearly, maybe he didn't come on because it's raining.
Ooh, no sunshine to be found today.
It's true.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate you guys being understanding while we took a week off to kind of, you know, rejuice ourselves. Does that make sense? Rejuvenate?
Rejuice ourselves? That sounds awfully sexual and I'm not about it.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what I was going for there, but it came out and I'm sorry that happened. But anyways, we will have our normal episode on Friday, which means it is a Celeb Bet Friday. So please send us your bets. You can tweet them at us at SportsBetByDumb. You can text me if you know me personally. Let's have a full slate of celeb bets on Friday. Hopefully everyone has a profitable Wednesday, a profitable Thursday, and we will see you all on Friday.